Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, later in the hour, we'll give you a chance to win Aerosmith tickets. We'll do that at 9:45, so keep listening for your chance to win. Right now, we're going to head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Tariq El-Bashir, Capitals insider for Monumental Sports Network. Tariq, what's up?
Good morning, fellas.
Will Tariq was be Tariq in part Philly of
the,
tonight?
He was on the alt cast last night. Was he part of the alt cast when you did it,
yes.
Cakes? And,
yes.
And Gabby
yes.
said, who the hell is this guy?
Yes, they were. Those weren't the exact words from
very disrespectful.
From Coach Boudreau.
He said, I don't know you, and then paused, and then he said, very well.
That's correct.
That was pretty funny. That was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I thought it was funny more than anything.
Right.
Will you be in Philly tonight, Tariq, or are you going to be, what's your role tonight?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be here in D.C. Monitoring the situation, getting ready for the first round of the playoffs.
Ooh, how are you feeling?
I like that confidence. I like the bravado.
Well, I guess that answers my next question. How are you feeling about tonight?
I like the Caps' chances. This team has been one of the more resilient teams I've covered over the past couple of decades. They've been able to bounce back from bad stretches. They are at their best against when their backs are against the wall. And if you dig in and look at the numbers a little bit too, they've been one of the best teams in the NHL this season on 0 days rest going into a road game. Look, if Charlie Lindgren plays the way he has over this little stretch, I think the Capitals win and they get in.
Yeah, how big is that signing? Let's go back a few years with McClellan signing Lindgren to a three-year, I believe it was a $3.3 million deal. Like, he was signed clearly to be the backup, to provide some competition. This team wanted to get out of the whole Samsonov, Vanacek, who's the top goalie, so they signed Kemper to the big deal, and now Kemper's nailed to the bench, and Lindgren is just playing his ass off, shuts out the Bruins last night. That's six on the season. I mean, he's been the team MVP, at least for the last month and a half, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without a doubt, he's been the team MVP. He's been one of the best goaltenders in the league all season. And, going back to that signing, absolutely massive. The Capitals have done a very good job over the last few years of identifying players who maybe weren't getting the responsibility or the minutes they deserved and were maybe, in their late 20s, which Charlie was. I believe he was 28 when he signed this contract. Dylan Strome is another example of that. They've got a very good pro scouting staff that has a good pulse on the league and is able to unearth these gems. And, when they signed Lindgren to that deal, you know, $3.3 million, 1.1 each year for 3 years. Mm-hmm. That's a little more than, you know, some backup goaltenders get. You know, a lot of teams, you know, get their number one, they sign them to a $4 or $5 million deal, and then they have, you know, a guy that's on a minimum deal as their backup. The fact that they signed him to a little bit more than that minimum deal, I think, spoke to this team's confidence in Lindgren's ability to step in, if needed, into a bigger role. And, you know, there's no renegotiating contracts in the NHL. Mm-hmm. It's not like football where you can, you know, rip up your deal and sign a new one, unfortunately for Charlie, because, you know, he's earned every bit of that and definitely a big raise. But, you know, just the way he has stepped in and carried this team, and it's really hard to draw a comparison to another sport and how important one player can be in hockey. And goaltenders just play such a huge role, especially this time of year. I mean, we have seen what a, you know, struggling goaltender can do to a very good team. He can totally submarine their chances. And we've also seen over the past several years what a really, really good goaltender who's hot at the right time can do to a team that maybe has some deficiencies. And I think you're seeing that right now with the Capitals.
What do you think Mac does as far as Lindgren's deal? You mentioned that he's coming into the last year of it. Does he just redo his deal over the summer and try to find another landing spot for Kemper and elevate Lindgren to the clear number one? How do you see that playing out?
You know, I don't see that playing out exactly how you explained it there. I mean, I think, you know, Lindgren has another year on his deal at $1.1 million. I think, if anything, maybe you do give him an extension. Now, that doesn't supersede his contract for next year. That's not how it works in the NHL. He'll still earn $1.1 million, but maybe they say, hey, we'll tack on 2 years to the end of that deal at, let's say, $3-$3.5 million or whatever, to kind of, as a reward for what he's done for the team this year, especially if they get into the playoffs, and also just to make sure there are no questions going into next year about what his future may look like. With Kemper, look, you know, he's not had the year that he wanted for himself or the team expected from him. At his age and that contract, I think it'd be very hard to move him. I don't think the Caps are even thinking along those lines right now. I think what they're hoping is that Kemper had an off year and that he'll bounce back. And we've seen that time and again from goaltenders. I always tell people goaltenders are like closers in baseball. It's such a mental game in addition to physical for goalies. And when they lose it, sometimes they lose it bad and they can't find it, but then they can go and regroup in the off season and, you know, figure out where things went wrong, maybe change things up a little bit with their routine or some small details in their game, and they come back stronger the next year. And if I had to bet right now, with one game remaining in the regular season, those are going to be your two goalies to start next year, and maybe it'll be more of a competition for the number one role going into next season. But as things stand right now, I do not see a change in the goaltending tandem.
All right, so talk to us about Philly. What should we expect? I'm just kind of looking at the stats, and Washington is near the bottom of the league, not surprising, in goals per game at 2.64, but Philly ain't much better, 2.84. And then in shot percentage, Philly is next to last in the league at 8%. So I don't know how good their defense is. I don't know anything about their goaltender. I guess this guy Ersson is their goaltender.
Yeah.
So talk to me about Philly. What should we expect from them tonight?
Yeah, you know, I would say the Flyers are a team in the same vein as the Capitals. They've kind of overachieved this season. They are greater than the sum of their parts. You look at their roster and you don't see star players. You don't see a star goaltender. John Tortorella has them playing and punching a little bit above their weight right now. I would say their weakness, and I think you nailed it right there, is their depth and their goaltending. So, look, if the Capitals can repeat the way they played last night, that was arguably their best game in their most important moment of the season. The way they defended, the way they kept everything to the outside and defended the middle of the ice, and more importantly, they didn't tax Charlie Lindgren very much yesterday, so he should be pretty rested going into this game. If they can replicate that performance or anything close to it, I'm not that worried about this Flyers team. You know, the Flyers, they kind of have an identity. You know, Garnet Hathaway will probably try to mix things up. It'll probably be pretty physical. I'd imagine it'll be low scoring. But and that's how the Capitals want to play. That's how they want to play. They want to try and push the Flyers out of the game with their physicality. They want to keep this game low scoring, a low event type of game, much like last night. I just feel like they've got the momentum on their side right now. And as I've been saying this whole time, if Charlie Lindgren plays the way he has over this last little stretch, I think the Caps in their playoff drought at one season.
We're joined by Tarik El-Bashir, Capitals insider for Monumental Sports Network. So Lindgren is the team MVP, and close behind him, especially because of all the minutes he's logging, is John Carlson. He leads not only the Capitals, he leads the entire NHL in time on ice per game at 25.50. Drew Doughty's right behind him at 25.49. And look, John Carlson's not a young guy. He just ticked over 1,000 games played like last week. And for him to be logging those sorts of minutes with Sandin out, Jensen goes out in the Tampa Bay game recently, like their numbers are thin, and Coach Carberry's had to lean on John Carlson and give him extra minutes, and he's delivering. He scored the first goal last night.
I will tell you this about John Carlson. If you guys want to have some fun, just spend like four or five shifts watching the way he plays. Mm-hmm. He is the most efficient player I think I've ever covered, especially at 34 years old, knowing he's going to play 26, 27, 28 minutes. You watch how he is very judicious with how he expends his energy. You know, there are some guys who are just going 100 miles an hour in all directions all the time. They're just motor, motor, motor. John, and I think this is why he sometimes – catches a little flack from fans. Sometimes it looks like he's lollygagging or maybe not giving it at all, but he's not. He's being smart. He knows if he's going to play 28 minutes, he can't go 100% every single minute of every game. He knows when to jump into the play and create offense. He knows when he needs to hang back, conserve energy, and also be in position to play good defense. I think you're exactly right. I mean, if Lindgren is the MVP, Carlson and probably Ovi, with the way he's played in the second half, would get a lot of votes too. The thing that really has jumped out to me about Carlson's game is, for a little bit there, he was so focused on the defensive end of his game. What made him special all those years, the offense, it really wasn't there. He was racking up assists, but he wasn't scoring goals. He wasn't delivering enough shots on net, I thought. But you look at these last 13 games, 5 goals. Half of his goal production on the season has come in the last couple of weeks. And they aren't just any old goals. They're game-winning goals. Carlson has 5 game winners on the season. That's tied with Dylan Strome and Alex Ovechkin for the most on the Capitals right now. And Carlson is arguably playing some of the best hockey of a very distinguished, potentially Hall of Fame career when the team needed it most.
Tarik, how tasty is the subplot if the Capitals are able to win tonight against the Flyers? They'll draw the wild card 2 spot. They would face the New York Rangers in round 1. Caps versus their ex-coach Peter Laviolette. And it's a tough one. The Rangers have racked up 114 points, tops in the East. They've got a plus 53 goal differential. They're high-powered, but it would be a fun one for the Caps fans if they faced off against the Rangers in round 1.
It absolutely would. I mean, you know, there aren't many times where you get to face your former coach in the playoffs that next season. So I think there would be some juicy subplots there. And also just, I feel like over the last, or during the Ovi era, I would have to look this up, but I feel like the Capitals play the Rangers every single time they're in the, I mean, of course it's the Rangers. It's always the Rangers. You know, these are teams that know each other well. I feel like there's some built-up hate. I feel like when you play teams within the division, but especially, I would say, the Rangers and the Penguins, there's another level of animosity between those teams. And, again, that plays into the Capitals' hands, in my opinion. Look, we don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse. They got to win tonight. Right. They got to get in first. You know, that all said.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The two things you need going into the playoffs is a hot goalie, Capitals check that box, and you need to be playing a very structured, defensive-oriented, grind-out, low-scoring games and be able to bounce back from tough bounces. And the Capitals have been doing that for 2 months. The Capitals have to be the mentally toughest team in the NHL right now, given what they've gone through. I mean, when they were 0-4-2 a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. everyone left them for dead.
Yep.
Once again, they bounced back.
So just looking at Philly, they've lost 11 of 15, and they had an eight-game losing streak where they gave up 42 goals in those eight games. And you were talking about their goaltending, clearly not very good. Their defense isn't very good. Their offense is not good. I mean, it's just a one-off, but just statistically, it looks – I'd like to play – I don't care where you play them, but I'm glad we're playing Philly rather than some of these other – certainly Pittsburgh or maybe a Detroit. I'm glad we're playing Philly in this particular situation just because they struggle. It looks like they struggle.
Yeah, they certainly lost some of the momentum. They had kind of been a juggernaut there, like almost an inexplicable juggernaut. Again, along the same lines as the Capitals. I think a lot of people around the league for a long time have looked at the Capitals and gone, how are they a minus 38 and they're in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of the season, people were looking at the Flyers going, how are they? They had all that turmoil. They got a coach that's ranting and raving and getting in trouble and causing distractions. Their roster is just so-so. How are they also in the playoffs? So I think you're right. And the good thing is I know the Flyers have bounced back a little bit here and maybe regained their footing, but they have had a lot of struggles over the past month and a half. I would say you're right. Looking at the four teams that are jockeying for that last position, you know, I would say the Flyers are one of those teams. You know, I would say it wouldn't be bad to be playing the Red Wings either, a young team that hasn't done it yet. But the Flyers are also a team that doesn't have a core of guys who can say, hey, I know what it looks like. I've been there before. Follow me. So, I would say from a goaltending, defensive, and leadership standpoint, I think the Capitals have the edge.
Tarik, have fun covering it tonight on Monumental Sports. We'll be watching. Thanks again for the time, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep, that's right, Tarik El-Bashir, Capitals insider for Monumental Sports Network. Coming up next, how much could OJ's white Ford Bronco fetch at auction? We'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.